The proceeding this week is it's an evidentiary proceeding to determine that the applicant, Green Taxi Cooperative, meets the legal standard to operate its proposed taxi cab service. And that standard is financial and operational fitness. And so we'll be presenting our case and testimony to demonstrate fitness. And if we're successful, the judge will issue a certificate for the cooperative to operate as a regulated common carrier. So that is a taxi cab service, unlike the Uber or what are called transportation network companies.
There are a lot of transportation companies, whether they are Uber or Lyft, as you mentioned there, or even other taxi firms. What makes the Green Taxi Cooperative different?
Green Taxi is owned by its drivers. It's a cooperative, and so there are 800 members. The business is owned by its member drivers, for its member drivers, and it's run by its drivers as well. It operates on a one-vote basis, so it's a democratically organized business, and any profits are can be returned to the drivers, and so there's no profit motive for some external business owner. In addition, the members are comprised of folks from 37 different countries, and many of them are first-generation Americans who come under a variety of experiences. Many were fleeing war-torn countries. Many immigrated here under diversity and other visas, and this is the first rung on the ladder to the American dream for most of them.
How has that industry, particularly this type of model where it's employee-owned, a cooperative model, how has that been impacted by services like Uber and Lyft that really are cutting into this transportation industry?
I think that this model has come into the spotlight, come into focus as the answer and as a sustainable alternative to the Ubers and Lyfts, which are really just transportation companies that use the services of the driver and siphon off a percentage of their fare, their compensation. And so this is an alternative where the psychological component will be mostly equivalent. The difference is that the proceeds, the remuneration for the drivers goes more directly at a higher degree back into their pockets. But at a scale of 800, these guys are confident that they'll be able to compete and exceed the value proposition of companies like Uber. And again, they'll be able to keep a much larger share of the pie.
So all of this week, the PUC will be hearing testimony and then making a decision by the end of the week. Is that right?
The decision won't come at the end of the week. No, this is one more step in a rather long process. We expect a decision before mid-April, and this evidentiary proceeding is the first opportunity for in-person testimony. But it's a several-month-long process. This is the first opportunity under a new law, which passed in Colorado this past summer, to open up the regulated taxi cab market to open competition. The market here has been dominated by three companies really for the last 20, 30 years in the Denver metro area. And other than a few smaller taxi cab companies, it's been a monopoly for, you know, two decades. And at 800, Green Taxi would be the largest single taxi cab company in the state of Colorado.